This morning I want to try to answer the question, who is a Christian? I begin by saying a Christian is not a good person. Those of you who have been to York may well have visited a very famous medieval street there. It's called the Shambles, and the houses are so close together that if you go upstairs, you can almost reach across from a window with your arm to the houses on the other side of the street. In the 16th century, a devout Roman Catholic called Margaret Clitheroe lived in this street, and she was accused of harbouring priests, and she was brought to trial, but she refused to defend herself because she didn't want the authorities to bring her children into court to witness against her. The so-called Christian state crushed Margaret Clitheroe to death under heavy weights. Christians and the church haven't always done good deeds. Sometimes we've done some terrible things. Christians, of course, do good things, but we're not alone. People of other faiths and of no faith at all also do good things. Someone once described his friend as a communist and as an atheist, and then added, "But he's just as good a Christian as you or me." And that addition was meant to say that the person lived a good life. But instead of saying he was a good man, the person used the word Christian. And so here we have a person who was an atheist, a communist, and also lived a good life. A Christian, like all people, is a sinner. Think about it. Some Christians find it hard to forgive. They harbour bitterness and grudges. Some Christians find it difficult not to be jealous. Jealous of other people's jobs, family, possessions. Some Christians are so wrapped up in their own desires that they don't give sufficient time, care, and money to people in need. And of course, we get Christians who commit the obvious sins of theft, violence, and sexual infidelity. I know that I'm a sinner and I could lead a better life. Paul was right when he wrote to the Romans, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Jesus is not just a great teacher and a fine example. Jesus is also the Saviour. He came to save and rescue people from their sins, their selfishness, their indifference to the needs of others, their pride, jealousy, and everything in people's lives that spoils their lives. Jesus once described himself as a doctor. He said, It is not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. I did not come to invite virtuous people, but sinners. And Christians are people who've responded to this invitation. They've admitted their sins, and they've turned to God for forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And they've also turned to God to seek his help that they might be better people. In our reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Paul says that we are saved through God's grace in Jesus Christ, not through our good works. One person defined the grace of God as the love of God, spontaneous, beautiful, unearned, at work in Jesus Christ for the salvation of men. There's a story about a man who died, and he met St. Peter at the pearly gate, and Peter explained to the man that he needed 100 points to get into heaven, and he gained points for all the goodness that he'd done throughout his life. And so the man said to Peter, "Well, throughout my life I worked hard and I earned enough money to provide a secure and happy home for my family." And Peter said, "Well done, you have a point for that." No, sorry, point and a half for that. Anyway, the man was a bit shaken, and so he said, "Well, I went to church throughout my life, and I gave my time and money to support the ministry of the church." And Peter said again, "Well done, for that you have a point." And by this time, the man was really troubled. And so he searched his memory, and he remembered that he'd started a soup kitchen in his city for the homeless. And then he'd also worked at a shelter for the homeless. And Peter said to him, "Well done. For that, you've earned 2 points. And the man replied, "2 points? Is that all? At this rate, I'll only get into heaven by the grace of God." And Peter replied, "Wonderful. That's exactly right. Welcome into heaven." A Christian is a forgiven sinner. A Christian isn't a good person, but rather a sinner dependent upon the grace of God. But let me add, a Christian is also someone who believes that Jesus is the Son of God and tries to follow Jesus and to worship Jesus. In our reading from Matthew's Gospel, Jesus and his disciples were in the territory of Caesarea Philippi. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter replied, "You are the Son of the living God." When we read the New Testament, time and again, we are called to put our faith in Jesus. In John's Gospel, Jesus says, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who has faith in him may not die, but have eternal life. And so we are called to believe in Jesus as God's Son. But belief has consequences. Because if we truly believe in Jesus, we're also called to follow him and show his love in our lives. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, in our reading from that letter, says that we're saved by the grace of God. But Paul also adds that we're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to devote ourselves to the good deeds for which God designed us. Well, let me share with you a couple of examples of Christians who tried to live those words of Paul out. The first is Malcolm Worsley. He was a thief, and he was put into prison, not once, but several times. And one time, on being released, one of the prison wardens said to him, "You'll be back, Worsley." And that prison warden was right, because whilst in prison, Malcolm Worsley was converted to Christ. And when he left prison, he trained to be a probation officer, and he returned to prison in that capacity. He also started the Philippi Trust, which helps people who are drug addicts and those who've gone into prison with a life sentence, among others. In 1996, Malcolm Worsley was ordained as a minister in the Church of England. A second example is Mary Randall, and she received an OBE in 2007. Mary Randall was a Salvationist and was known as the Salvation Army's sock lady. And for those folk who were no fixed abode and visited her town on the south coast of England, she used to go round them armed with water and dry socks. And she inspected their feet and she cared for them. And she found all sorts of things, including carbuncles and gangrene. And she cared for those feet. She didn't push her faith at the men she cared for, but she didn't make it a secret either that what motivated her was her faith in Jesus Christ. A Christian is a person who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. In the last 100 years or so in this country, the number of practicing Christians has declined. And I suspect it's not because people have found compelling reasons not to believe in Jesus, but rather because they've simply drifted away. In Jesus's parable of the sower, Jesus warns against drifting away. He says that a man sowed the seed, and the seed, of course, was the word of God. But some people gave up the word because Satan carried it away Others gave up the word when trouble and persecution struck. And yet others gave up the word because worldly cares and the false glamour of wealth choked it. And so Jesus warns us against simply drifting away. The Reverend John Young says that the gospel is true and it's infinitely important. And he says why he became a Christian. He says that it's not because he's got a religious temperament. He's not too sure that he has. It's not because he finds Christianity convenient. Rather, the reverse. A lot of Christian morality is very inconvenient. It's not because Christianity provides comfort, although it does. And it's not because Christianity provides strength for daily living, although, again, it does. The fundamental reason why he's a Christian is because he believes that the gospel is true and it's infinitely important. A Christian is someone who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, and as a consequence, with God's help, tries to follow him and to worship him. Amen.